Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody, to Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, VJ Smith, and I am on the air right now. We're talking live on Blog Talk all across the country. Mad Dads, Men Against Destruction, defending against drugs and social disorder. We're going to be talking about how do you deal with all these trees in Minnesota and in other cities. What's going on? I just happened to be going down in St. Paul, and I noticed that there's hundreds of utility trucks from Missouri, from St. Louis, from all over the country, Wisconsin. And these trucks were doing, they're doing power lines. They're coming in from other cities to come in and help get our power lines up. So we want to talk about, I hear that we're going to have some people come in. I got a co-host. My co-host is Erica. Erica,
hello.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
You just all right?
I am all right.
We also
I'm
have,
in a good mood, though.
You in a good mood?
Yes.
We also have Sandra in the studio with us. Sandra is helping us out, making calls. Sandra, how you doing?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm blessed, truly.
Well, good. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing today.
Today I'm making calls of from a contact sheet of people who would like to volunteer or single fathers, giving them some resources and information to help them with employment, places of to live, trying to be of service to the public and community.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to allow you to keep doing that so you can get back on that right now. But so that's Sandra. Thank you very much. Huh?
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, today we're going to be talking about what's going on with the storms. We've got a lot of trees down in Minneapolis, and I thought on this show we'd exclusively talk about how to help people during the storm. So what did we come up with?
I spoke with the Minneapolis Parks and Recreation Board for quite a while this morning, and they are responsible for over 200,000 boulevard trees in Minneapolis alone. Now, these are just the trees that are along the side of the road. And I think it was up until yesterday, they have removed, which basically means to them clearing the streets. They have cleared the streets of 800 trees.
800 trees.
800 trees. And they said 80% of the trees that they're responsible for have been damaged in some way. And they've got 75 arborists out dealing with this on a daily basis, every day since Friday. They've got plans for cleanup, for collecting debris that's fallen into a resident's yard, if you have just sticks or, you know, a branch that you've had to cut up on your own. They have plans to go around and collect that. I think it was July 1st through the 12th. They've got it on their website, MinneapolisParks.org.
So that's MinneapolisParks.org. What can you get there?
You can find out a schedule of what trees they'll be taking down. The woman that I spoke to this morning, she said there's 7 intersections left as of yesterday that are still blocked. And they are still blocked only because they are entangled in power lines. And they can't unblock the street until XL gets out there, untangles the power line, and can unblock the street.
So, you know, it looks like we got Sharp Body on the phone, and you know, you was asking why Sharp Body didn't show up for the Amen Corner because you called him and told him. Sharp Body said he didn't get that call. But listen, here, we're going to talk to him later, but listen. The Park and Recreation Board number is 612-221-9155. That's for the Park and Recreation. And for the City of Minneapolis, if you got questions, you can call 612-270-8810. And you want to make sure that your friends and neighbors are staying safe in this heat, too. That's important.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know what can happen if people or get too hot, especially
mm-hmm.
elderly people.
Yep.
What can happen?
They can pass out. They heat stroke, dehydration. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's all right.
Lots of stuff can happen.
Pass out,
heat
stroke,
yeah.
dehydration. And a lot of times, so they're saying if you lose your power, take precautions with food in your refrigerator or freezer and know what is safe to eat because food, like say if you got fish in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and how long can fish stay in the freezer? If the freezer goes out.
If the freezer's not working, it stays in there maybe 5 minutes for me and it's gone.
Okay. But normally.
Yeah,
you know,
I think normally they said, you know, if you put a blanket over your fridge, when it first went out, that would help to keep some of the cool air and insulation in there. I think by now, if your power is still out and you haven't put a blanket on there, it might be a little too late now, but...
Yeah, because this happened last Friday.
Oh, yeah.
This happened last Friday, so there are still several ways you and your neighbors can stay safe in the heat. With temperatures in the 80s and 90s, please check in with any neighbors to see if they need any help, especially if they're elderly or may need assistance. Also, it's important to think about food safety if your home has been without power since Friday. So
yeah, you know, I looked up this morning, as of 6:40 this morning, there's still 24,000 homes and businesses without power.
And that's a lot of places. So weather forecasts indicate that we see several days with temperatures reaching 90 degrees or above. It's important for folks to take steps to keep cool, particularly for those who still do not have power in Minneapolis. Here are a few things you can do. Spend time in air-conditioned buildings. In other words, go pay a bill and just stay there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm here to pay my light bill and just soak up this air conditioning, you know. And avoid direct sunlight if possible. You can find a list of air-conditioned public buildings. Wear lightweight, light-colored clothing. Oh, man, did I make a mistake. I went to the pool on Sunday.
No, I know you won.
And I could not find a green Mad Dad shirt. So I had to wear a black Mad Dad shirt. And I felt like I was Mr. Sun walking around. The heat was torching me. And I, you know, was looking for
a black man wearing black in 90-degree weather is...
It was tough.
Like
was
a
tough.
Roasted marshmallow.
So wear lightweight, light-colored clothing. Take cool showers or baths. And avoid using the stove or oven to cook. Drink more water than usual and remind others to do the same. Check on your friends and family and neighbors twice a day at least. Food safety. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has hopefully guidelines for food safety during power outages. If the power is out for longer than 4 hours, follow the following steps. For your freezer, a freezer that is half full will hold food safely for up to 24 hours. A full freezer will hold food safely for 48 hours. Do not open the freezer door if you can avoid it. For your refrigerator, pack milk, other dairy products, meat, fish, eggs, gravy, spillable leftovers into a cooler surrounded by ice. Inexpensive styrofoam coolers are fine for this purpose. Use a food thermostat thermometer to check the temperature. Those are the things we got. I want to thank that update from City Council Member, 8th Ward City Council Member Elizabeth Glidden for the storm updates, heat, and food and safety messages sponsored by her. Thank you very much. I'll tell you something. We were lucky. You know, I've been through this before. We were lucky. And I hear that the welfare office is giving out extra food stamps for anybody that can show proof that their lights went off and they had no, and they lost their food, that the food, they will give you more food stamps.
Oh, that's really nice.
What'd you say?
That's very nice.
Yeah, you got to speak up. You know, that was too soft. I just want to make sure you're my co-host.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'll be a little louder now.
That's good. That's good. So, yeah, that is really nice. So make sure you check with the food stamp or the county and get your food stamp if you need it. What else we got?
I have the four phases of the tree cleanup that the Minneapolis Park Board does. The first thing that they try and do is open the streets. They move logs to the side for residents, for emergency vehicles, et cetera. Like I said, between Saturday and Sunday, they did 800 trees. And that just basically got them out of the way. You may still be seeing tree trunks on the side of the road, but you can get through both lanes. Phase two is to remove the trees from the boulevard trees from the structures. The Minneapolis Parks and Recreation Board only does trees that are on the edge of the street, those boulevard trees, they call them. But they will help remove them if they landed on your house, if they landed on your car, or any type of building. Those are the second trees that they go to move. The third ones are the upright trees that just cracked, the big ones that, you know, cracked down the middle or something. There was one right on Nicollet. I think it's a school right there, a big church or something. There's a huge tree that half of it literally looks like it got cut in half, up and down. So it's just laying there. So that'll be there. They'll be getting to that in the third phase. And
well, hold on. We got a caller here.
We got a caller,
and that number is 0679. How you doing, caller? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, how you doing? My name is Adrian Thompson. I'm Minneapolis Mad Dads, proud member, doing the youth outreach and with the Peace Bus, the Hot Spots, 7th and Nicollet, and also, you know, Brooklyn Center. And at this time, doing security at the North Carmel Park.
Well, you know, that's a wonderful thing that you're doing. I want to thank you, Adrian, for what you're doing in the community, and I just want to let everybody know Adrian is a former drug user, a former prisoner of the prison penal system, and now he's giving his life back. We want to thank you for allowing God to use you in the purpose that he put you on this planet for. And not only has God used you, but also you have a mentor, a mentee that you've been mentoring, and that young man is wrote a very compelling letter, and I just want to get your feeling. How do you feel about that letter that he wrote to you?
Oh, it caught me off guard because I haven't talked to his name is Augustine. I haven't talked to him in a couple of days, and I met him about 2 weeks ago, and we've been developing a rapport, trying to build a relationship, and through all that, you know, his issues had it came to surface, which is natural. You know, I have issues. Everyone has issues. So through the obstacles and the hurdles of his issues, I've been able to like just get to know him a lot better. And one thing that I've gotten from being mentored by you, VJ, is that, you know, I'm not, despite my flaws and my issues, despite a person's flaws and their issues, we're not going to throw anyone back out there to the wolves. So that's that same approach that I take with my mentor. You know, he has issues with, you know, he's learned some negative behaviors in his life and you know, circumstances out of his control. But regardless of that, I'm obligated because he was me 20, 30 years ago, obligated to work with him. But getting back to this letter, you know, it was a sign of a breakthrough, man. And he and you know, the work that and time that I invested in him and my mentor mentoring me on how to mentor him, VJ, you know, the time we invested in him, we made a breakthrough, man, and he's seen some things clearly, and he put it down on paper and then presented it to us this morning, that's what it's about. It ain't about, you know, of course we need money for food, rent, all that, but that's why I do it. I just got paid today. I just got funded for the next 6 months, man. That was the feeling that I got. That just energized me, man, for the next 6 months, for whatever, just to keep doing it, man. Because there's countless youth out there in need of direction, whether it's mentors, fathers, whatever. So, yeah, that's what that is. Yes, sir.
Well, thank you, man. And just tell us a little bit, any experiences that you had about the storm, any stories you have for us about the storm and how it's affecting people?
Oh, yeah, I was passing through, real quick, I was passing through Century Plaza the other day, and I seen a line literally outside of people trying to get assistance, and it really, really touched my heart. And also in my travels, you know, I've seen trees and power lines down all over the north side and south side. So, and I guess there are still a number of people that are without power. So I was caught in the storm briefly, and it was the first time I've experienced something like that. And you know, I was at the bus stop waiting for the 5, and I was, you know, the sympathetic nervous system kicked in, and I was thinking evacuation route safety, but it didn't have to get to that point. Thank God. But and I made it home safe, but I know there were obviously there were no casualties, but there were damages and people were without power.
Well, first of all, let me just thank you once and for all for determining to change your life and really get real honest with God and let Him really do something for you, because Adrian, that young man is a perfect example of what can happen when another man turns his life around and really does the right thing for real. You know, we had a situation with you, you know, in front of the church and that whole thing, and, you know, I'm not going to put that on there, but I'm just saying sometimes we do things and we know they're not right, but when you do it right, God has a way of rewarding you for doing some great things, and that was the reward right there. You did get paid. You did get paid. You got paid in full, and I want you to know, watch, that's just a sample of what's going to happen if you continue to go in the right direction. Watch what God is getting ready to do for you. Just get prepared for the roller coaster. We're on a ride. I'm glad you're on the train. We're going places.
All right. Yeah.
This
thank
is
you.
Blog
thank
Talk
you.
Radio. That was Adrian. He was talking about his experience as being a mentor and how important that is. It's about being on the team. If you want to talk live, I see we've got callers on the line. Just push 1. I'll get you on there. Let me know you're ready to talk about whatever you need to talk about. We're talking about the storm. We're giving people some suggestions on what they can do. Let's go back, Erica. You were telling me some of the things that we should do.
I was just saying that the third thing that they end up doing is getting the upright cracked trees, and then, which is kind of shocked me, but the last thing they do is they clean up the parks. That's the last thing they do. They've got over 200 parks that they have to take care of, and in 200 parks, imagine how many trees there are.
A lot of trees.
And all those trees, you know, unless there's a hazard to somebody, if it's a down wire or something like that, then they'll, you know, take priority. But their first priority in situations like this is the residents in the streets.
Well, that's wonderful. We're going to come back to you, Erica. Right now, we're going to a caller. Your number is 6407, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Mad Dads National, all over the country. How you doing? 6407.
Hi, this is Dawn Summers with Minneapolis Park Board.
Dawn Summers, well, great. It's so good to have you on, Dawn. We got a lot of people listening in on. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to apologize. We got pulled into a non-expected little emergency meeting, so I apologize for missing the beginning of the show.
Well, that's okay. We're just telling people what they can do, how they can do it. We also were talking about we noticed that we were at the state capitol last night, and I noticed Kansas City, Missouri, Iowa, all of them have tons of trucks here. And, I mean, how come nobody's talking about that? Other cities are coming in to help out Minneapolis. And I haven't heard it on the news. Haven't heard anybody say anything. All these people are coming in from all over the country to help us. Why isn't anybody talking about that?
And when you say help us, what kinds of trucks are you talking about?
They're electrical trucks from the power companies in Kansas City and other cities.
Oh, that is impressive. I imagine I'm with the Minneapolis Park Board, and so we really focus on trees. But I know that our superintendent, Jane Miller, is part of an emergency response team with the city team and Xcel Energy. And I think you're right. I think when crises has happened in the United States, people step up and help out. And so I'm glad to hear that folks are coming up to help residents of the metro area, Minneapolis, and elsewhere to get themselves back together.
You know, I was in the St. Anthony, Maine area, and there was a big sign on the tree that said, "Don't cut this tree because we think we can save it. Please come into the office and see us first." Can people do that?
Well, people love their trees. I really want to say that. The people in Minneapolis are very passionate about the urban canopy. They realize both the aesthetic value, they realize the energy and cost savings from having a urban canopy that provides the amount of shade and shelter that they do. So it doesn't surprise me that somebody would say, please save the tree. I imagine what will happen is when our arborists arrive there, they will indeed go inside and talk with the owners. If it can be saved, they're more than happy to discuss that. If it can't be saved, if it's a hazard tree, then they'll proceed to explain to them why it has to come down. So.
Okay, great. Now.
So it is possible to save a down tree?
Well, I didn't understand that it was a down tree.
It's leaning. It's like it's leaning. You know, the roots are kind of leaning, but it's still a lot of the roots are still in the ground.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I want to be clear.
The tree is leaning.
Yeah, I am not a forester or arborist, but I do want to. The moment the tree is leaning, the root systems are at have been damaged in that way. The chance of a mature tree re-rooting and not suffering damage and dying a slow death, and if it's tipped, the challenge gets to be, if that tree does fall, it's going to cause damage, whether that's to
wow.
the sidewalk or to a nearby structure or to a car that's parked nearby. So once they're uprooted like that and leaning, the problem we're having right now, quite frankly, is that by the end of the day, Sunday, we had all the trees, all the streets cleared from trees, with the exception of 7 sites where trees had utility lines entangled. But as of today, more trees are toppling because the soils are so saturated that these heavy trees that were partially damaged are continue to fall.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So you mean that we have what you call continuous damage that continues to happen even after you've cleaned up the streets?
Yes. Yes, that's it's one of the questions we're getting asked is how does this compare to the 2011 tornado that hit North Minneapolis? And that was a devastating tornado if anybody was up in that part of town and saw that. And there was about a mile swath, 3 miles long, and it removed about 3,000 boulevard trees, 3,000 park trees, in addition to home trees. But once a tornado was passed, there wasn't any additional trees that fell. Whereas this storm, the soils are so saturated that they're continuing to fall.
Wow.
So what? Tell me then, what's the solution?
Well, the solution is tough because it's really a Mother Nature-driven situation. We've been asked the questions of would different trees make a difference? And the question is no, because we're losing trees that are 10 feet tall and we're losing trees that are 75 feet tall. We're losing trees that are 3 years old and we're losing trees that are, 80 years old. So Mother Nature, the wind didn't discriminate. One of the things our forestry supervisor was explaining is we've had about 6 years of consecutive drought. And as you know, we had a lot of rain in May. We've had a lot of rain in June. And so the soils are extra saturated. The trees leafed out really well, and they make a perfect target for the wind coming through town. And so, the wind didn't discriminate throughout Minneapolis, whether it's a big tree or small tree. It took them all.
That is amazing. And, one of the things that when you talk about homeowners and people that are kind of concerned, what do they do when it comes to, when they're not sure exactly what to do? Can you give me some steps that homeowners need to take, and when they have a tree that's fallen down, do they need to right away call the insurance company or call you first, or who do they call?
It really depends. That's a great question, and it really depends on what tree it is. The park board, as I think I heard you say when I first jumped on the line, the park board takes care of about 200,000 boulevard trees throughout the city of Minneapolis, and those are the trees right next to your curb. We don't handle any private property or homeowner trees. So if they've got a down tree that is a boulevard tree, they can call the phone number that's on our website, which is 612-313-7710, and report the tree, ask any questions they have. If it's a homeowner tree, The city of Minneapolis has a wonderful web page that gives tips for hiring contractors to remove those trees, to make sure they're licensed, to make sure that they're getting good service.
You know, one of the questions I have for you is that at any time, if we have too much snow, we have to spend extra money for salt. That comes out of a budget. If we have, disasters come out, it comes out of a budget. What budget and what gets hurt from the park board when they have to spend extra money on removing trees? What budget gets hurt, or is this just a reserve fund that we have to take care of these trees now, or does some other program get hurt now?
Well, I don't. I'm not the finance manager, so I want to be, answer as accurately as I can. But our forestry staff have been taking care of storm trees for over a century. It's what we do, quite frankly. We've always been the park board is not a city department. It's a independent park system. We have a forestry crew that have been dedicated to taking care of our urban forests for many, many, many years. So unfortunately, this isn't the first storm they've dealt with, and it certainly won't be the last. So we are committed to taking those trees off of the streets, taking them off of homes if they fell onto them, removing them from parks. It's going to take a while. I think the part that surprises people is that, it's a systematic safety-first approach. We do streets first. We do buildings second. We go back and deal with those hazard trees. Our parks are the last thing that we get into, but this can take weeks and weeks and weeks. Then we go back in after we remove them. We still have stumps to deal with and grinding to deal with and log pickup to deal with. If you've seen our website, we're offering a free service for residents. If you've got Minneapolis residents, if you've got debris that's in your yard, tree debris, please do not put sheds and other structures. But if you've got wood tree debris, we're allowing folks to put that curbside July 1st through 12th, and we'll pick that up for them. We want to be helpful. But when it comes down to dollars, we keep track of all the additional hours. It'll be something we continue to assess as we go into the summer. But it's going to be something that we're going to need to address. But I don't think it's anyone's intention that it impacts the other services we provide to the public. And when it comes to recreation services and our beaches and our programming at our recreation centers, and it's something that we'll need to address when we get there. But it's something right now we're really in the mode of responding, and we'll figure out the other end of that when we need to.
Well, tell me this. Before we leave in just a couple seconds here, a few minutes here, would you give everybody your name, your information, and what you feel everybody needs to do as far as when it pertains to the storm and trees?
Well, my name is Dawn Summers. That's DawnSommers. I'm the communications manager for the Minneapolis Park and Recreation Board. I have been working very closely with Superintendent Jane Miller and our entire forestry team, as well as a lot of other divisions, are from computers to our maintenance crews, really trying to get information out for the public about what we're doing. So if people have access to a website, our web address is minneapolisparks.org. We have a page on there about storm response relating to tree information and all kinds of other park information. But the first thing I'd like to have folks do is if they need to report a boulevard tree, which is, again, a street tree that is on their property or fallen into the street unexpectedly today, tomorrow, the next day, please call our main number, which is 612-313-7710. That phone's being answered from 7:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. weekdays. People can leave a message after 4:30. We'll get back to them the following morning. So that's the first thing. If they have yard waste, the city, if you're a city of Minneapolis resident, the solid waste recycling collection that the city handles will pick up some things as part of your regular waste pickup, and those are small bundled branches. The bundle must be, less than 3 feet, less than 40 pounds. If you've got large debris, residents have two options, and this is for large debris, not boulevard trees, but your own private home trees. They can either drop off debris between now and June 29th, the end of the week, at two sites that we've got listed on our website. Or if they put a curbside, we'll begin picking up curbside tree debris only, not contractor debris, not other debris, but tree debris from people's yards July 1st through 12th.
Well, you've been listening to Don with the Minneapolis Park Board. Don, I want to thank you very much for being on our show. This has been Blog Talk Radio all around the world, all around the country. And now we're talking about the Storm Monday. Don, we thank you very much for calling in. Appreciate you. You gave us a lot of information, and we sure appreciate you coming on.
Well, thank you for having me, and good work on your half of getting all this information out and all the information you provide to your listeners throughout the year. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Don. That was listening to Don from the Minneapolis Park Board, and we're glad to have you here. That's going to be our show. We're going to conclude our show for today. I want to thank everybody for being on Blog Talk Radio. We will see you next Tuesday, same time, same place, right here, all over the country, speaking out to the community and giving you information that you can use. God bless you.